Hey, hon. It's me. Listen, can you please come over? I really need your help with something. And I can't tell you what it is on the phone. It's just way too embarrassing. I was hoping to catch you. So text me if you can come or just come over. I'll be here for the afternoon. Okay? Thank you. Oh my God. Thanks for coming over in such a hurry. Oh, sorry. I know I didn't make any sense in the phone, but I really need your help. Well, I agreed to do something without thinking, and now I'm afraid I'm gonna fuck it up. Okay, I'm gonna try to calm down. Well, I didn't want to tell you on the phone because I was scared you'd say no. It's kind of ridiculous. Sorry, I'll get to the point. Okay, so you know how my drama class has this play on Saturday? Right, the one you're coming to as well. So you see, the girl who usually does our makeup got sick. Yeah, food poisoning or something. She'll be sick for days. So we need someone else to do it. And of course, stupid me, trying to be helpful, offered to do it even though I've never really done makeup on anyone else. I know. I mean, I'm pretty decent at it on myself, but doing it for someone else is just gonna be a completely different ball game. Why the fuck did I offer to do something I have no experience with? So typical. Alright, so by now, you probably already guessed why I called you. None of my girlfriends are in town, and I can't really call any of the actresses in the play because then they'll know I'm a total imposter. Do you think I can practice on you? Please? I promise I won't take any pictures or anything. No one can even know about this. I'm supposed to already know what I'm doing. Please? Oh, please, please, please. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, man. Dude, you're really saving me. I owe you one. All right, let's not waste any time then. So, why don't you go wash your face in the bathroom while I get everything out? Yeah, there's some foaming face wash in there. Okay, all right. Okay, good. Oh, you look fresh. Go ahead and sit down in the chair here. All right, so I want to practice two looks, one for the guys and one for the women. Yes. Well, yes, I might have to wear makeup on stage too. Fun fact, right? Yeah, just them being all sweaty and red in the lights, that would be a great look. So let's start with that one since it's gonna be simpler, okay? All right, so I do have to touch you and your face a bunch. That's okay with you, right? Of course, I just wanted to make sure. I mean, you know. Okay, so first let's freshen up your skin with some toner. For that, I'm just gonna put some of this cotton ball here. And I'll just dab it on your face, mostly focusing on the T-zone. So your forehead, your nose, and your chin. Yeah, it cleanses your face. Well, your face is already clean, but it clarifies your skin and removes any residual oil and makes your pores look smaller too. Also helps with makeup adhesion. Yeah. Yes. And it just feels good, right? Oh, I love it when people do this thing. When you're going to go to the store to get a makeover, it's awesome. Yes. Let's just give it a moment to do its thing. Let's see. Next, I'm going to apply this moisturizer right here. Well, judging how nice your skin is, I guess you already use some, right? No? Well, it looks like you do. But it's extra important to use it just before makeup. Right, to make sure your skin stays hydrated because makeup can be drying on the skin. Yeah, especially the powdery stuff, you know, it just kind of sucks all the moisture out. So you have to have a nice, here, there. What was I saying? You just want a nice, what you call it, moisturized layer here. I'll just take some of my finger. I'm gonna use my ring finger. It's like, yeah, the gentlest finger to apply makeup. I'll just pat it on you. Yeah, I'm gonna focus the space here, right around the mouth. Always kind of dry around there, and the sides of the nose. And yeah, the apples of the cheeks. Yeah. Oh, you have this little dry spot right above your brow, too. Here you go. Yeah, not too much. Just enough. Well, you don't want to be all greasy. All right, there we go. Feels nice and fresh, doesn't it? Isn't this nice to feel pampered? I know. Okay, next I'm going to put on this primer. Yeah, it makes the makeup look nicer. Just, it also makes sure everything stays on. Yeah, even when the actors sweat a lot. Yep. Yeah, just lift your chin a little bit. Good. Okay. All right. That's that. Well, so far everything was just prep, but now we're getting to the first actual makeup part of it. Yeah, even for guys. So the foundation will even out your skin and hide any little blemishes. Yeah, give you a nice even look. Let's see. Hold on. I have a couple of things here. Well, I have a couple of different shades because, you know, like in the summertime I use a certain shade and in the wintertime I use a certain shade because the skin is a different tone and it's winter right now, so I'm going to use this lighter shade. You're more fair than I am anyway. Here, this one's skin. All right. Lana. Oh, okay. I'll just dab it. Yeah, I'm just gonna dot this on your skin, and then I'm gonna take the sponge and kind of even it out, work it in. Yeah, maybe it might tickle a little bit. Okay, try to stay still. Just let me know if it becomes unbearable. I can pause. Yeah, go ahead and lift your chin again so I can get some on your neck too. You always want that to match, you know? It drives me crazy when I see girls put on makeup, or I see girls out with makeup on and their face doesn't match their neck. Oh my God, so bad. Oh, it's a good thing you shaved today. That makes things way easier. Yeah. Okay, it's not. Next. You don't need much, but I'm going to put a little bit of concealer under your eyes because we're going to need that later for the girls' makeup anyway. Hold on. Concealer? Yeah, it's almost like that base before, but the base is it's a little lighter and the concealer is a little denser. So if you have like, well, you do have some dark shadows or dark circles, it just helps to even that out. So I'm just gonna dab on some under your eyes. Yep. Yeah. Did you say I played last night? Yeah, because you do have like some dark circles. Yeah. Any wrinkles? Don't give me that look. I'm not saying you have wrinkles. But anyway, in general, who knows how much sleep the actors got before the play. So I'm just practicing. Okay. Theoretical wrinkles. Well, if there are any pimples or whiteheads or whatever, I'll cover them up with this as well. Okay. All right. See, you're already looking half done now. So we're almost done with this look. Bear with me. And the women's makeup will take a lot more work anyway, so I'm going to need to borrow your pretty face a little bit longer. So for this look, I'll finish with some setting powder to make sure everything stays on and the guys don't look all shiny on stage. I'll use this soft brush for that. That feels good, right? Does it kind of remind you of like, you know, you ever saw your mommy put on makeup, you know, you walk in on her and she'd be like putting a brush on her face? Always makes me think of that. And finally, I'm going to fill in your eyebrows a tiny bit with this pencil here. I mean, you have really nice eyebrows. And you're so lucky you don't have a unibrow. Okay. There. There. Hold on, even this out. Okay, now we're done. Here's a mirror. Do you want to check yourself out? Yeah, that's the point. It doesn't look like you're wearing anything at all, but it will make a huge difference on stage. Just gives you a nice finished look. And also, you know, well, you're not an actor, but once they start acting and moving around, they start sweating. So if they have something in their face, it kind of helps it keep it together. Anyway, honestly, doing this on someone else wasn't as bad as I thought. But I'm most worried about the eye, so we'll see how that goes. Yeah. Yeah, women's eye makeup is, you know, complicated. Okay, so I'm just going to add on for the women's part. First few steps will be pretty much the same, but you know, I want to practice them again, so go get yourself cleaned up. So why don't you go find a bathroom, this makeup remover, and just, yeah, just remove it with the makeup. You don't have to do the wash, but this, yeah. And take this moisturizer with you and reapply. Yeah, you can do it yourself. So, since we're starting off the same way, I'm not going to explain what I'm doing, okay? I'm sure you paid attention the first time and probably remember everything. Don't worry, there won't be a quiz. I mean, I probably need a quiz, but not you. But thank you again for helping me out with this. I really appreciate it. Alright, first up, the toner. And then the primer. And the foundation. Oh, you're so patient. And now the concealer. You know, for your wrinkles. Alright, and last but not least, there we go, setting powder. Ah, it already looks so good. So, this time I'm not going to do your eyebrows yet. Well, for the women, I have to do something called, hold on, contouring. Well, this is done to give the face more depth, but it can also change how the face's shape appears. So, for you, I'm going to use that technique to make you look more feminine. Hold on. Let me get this thing open. Oh, okay, hold on. You're going to look so pretty when I'm done with you. Alright, so this is a highlighter. Yeah. It's a few shades lighter than your skin tone. That's right, you guessed it. It's going to highlight parts of your face. I'm going to do your eyes first, so try to stay still, please. Yeah, I don't want to jab you in the eye. I'm applying some below your eyebrows. The inside corners. And it's a little different for everybody, but this is what I'm doing for you. Below them. A little bit on the bridge of your nose. Your nice nose. The top of your cheekbones. You don't need a lot. You have really nice high cheekbones. So. And above your lips. And your forehead. Alright. Oh, I hope I didn't get anything in your eyes. My hand was a little shaky there. Yeah. It kind of freaks me out to touch people's, you know, to come close to people's eyes. But I guess I need to practice. Okay, good. Now I'm going to use a soft brush to darken some parts of your face with powder. Yeah. Right. So it's like to contrast what I was doing before, to simulate the shadows. As I said, this will add depth, but you can also make some facial features appear thinner or just different. Okay, I'm applying it at the sides of your forehead, by your temples. Close to your hairline, the size of your nose, your cheekbones. Now, right now it doesn't look so nice, so I'll use this little sponge to blend everything. Just like that. Okay, only one more step before we move on to your eyes. Yeah, a bit of blush for your cheeks. I don't want to overdo it, but a hint of color will look very pretty. Wow, it makes such a huge difference. You look a lot more feminine already, I have to say. Well, I definitely won't have to do as much for the actresses, but this is great practice. No, you can't look yet. I want to finish everything first. Besides, why are you suddenly so eager about this? You're just curious, right? But I can't blame you. This is going a lot better than I was expecting. You make for a good canvas. Alright, up next, the eyes. Like last time, I'll use a pencil for your eyebrows. Usually I'll pluck some stray hairs now as well, but we'll skip that today. Yeah, your eyebrows are pretty kempt. Especially for a guy. It's amazing. But for the eyeshadow, I'll keep it a bit more subtle. Yeah, I don't think I need any crazy colors for the play. Yeah. Close your eyes and tilt your head up a bit. Yeah, I'm laying down some color in your eyelids. Oh, stay still. And I'm blending it outwards with short strokes. Yep. And now the other eye. Okay, you can open them again. Okay, now the thing I'm most nervous about, the eyeliner. Yeah. It already took me a lot of practice before I was able to properly do this on myself, so I hope I don't mess this up. Close your eyes halfway for this, please. Yes. Alright. I can do this. Oh, I'm drawing along your eyelashes. Yes. With a line getting thicker towards the outside. Yeah. And I'm adding this little wing at the end. That looks good. Yeah. I mean, the lines could be a little bit more steady, but it's not too bad. Just for the stage anyway, it'd be okay. I know, let's try the other one. And this is probably the hardest thing, is doing them so that both eyes are symmetrical. So, concentrate. Oh, okay. That looks good. Yeah, pretty decent. By the way, have I ever told you you have really pretty eyes? I'm serious. Well, the makeup just makes them pop even more. Anyway, before I get too distracted staring at you, let's take care of those lashes now. Usually I use an eyelash curler, but your lashes already have a nice curl to them. I don't even need that. Honestly, I'm a bit jealous of you for that. And be glad too, because the eyelash curler, look at this thing. See? Do you really want this on your eye? No, you don't. So, let's skip to the mascara. Look down a bit while I do this. Look down, but don't close your eyes. Yes. Okay, I'll start on the inside. Applying it to your lashes. Upward strokes. Okay, that's one side. And the other. Wow, they look so long and curly. Won't you blink for me a couple of times? Pretty. Hey, but don't think I didn't catch you looking down my shirt while I was bent over, mister. You don't need to apologize. I'm just teasing you. You're a good sport. Now, you really are helping me out here, so you might as well get something out of it. And I'm almost done with you. There's just the lips left. Yeah, so first let's put some of this balm on. Your lips are in pretty good shape. They're not too chapped, but do want them there, make them nice and soft, and also helps the lipstick stay on better. Once you kind of press your lips together to kind of so that your body heat kind of helps to sort of spread the balm. Yeah, there you go. Good. All right. Now with this, hold on. Let me just find like the right shade for your lips. Another couple. Okay. With this lip liner, I'm gonna line your lips and give them a nice full shape. I know. I bet you never thought it would be so complicated to put on some lip color, right? It's not just slapping on some lipstick. Okay, hold on. Okay, hold still. Do like this. Yeah, like kind of tense the edge of your lips so I can, you know what I mean, kind of stretch them out a little bit so I can draw a line. Yeah, there you go. Good. Alright, now the grand finale, the lipstick. And it's this really pretty red that will look super sexy on you. Yeah, you have the perfect skin tone for red. I can't really wear red at all. I'm very jealous of people who can. Okay, let me do the bottom lip first. Yeah, I'm trying to color inside the lines. And now the upper lip. Wow, I've never noticed that before. Well, your upper lips have a kind of like this natural bow shape. So pretty. All right, now just lightly, like you did before with the balm, just very lightly press them together, not too much, because if you do it too much, it might go past the line. So, yeah, press them together a bit. Yeah, like in the commercials, you know, with the lipstick. Yeah, good. Wow, you look so pretty. Your lips are absolutely kissable. I must say, I'm amazed. Wait. I have one more idea. You know, I have a few wigs from the other place we did. How would you feel about putting one on? Yeah, just for that pull together look. It's gonna really sell it. Yeah. Well, that was surprisingly eager. Oh, you like playing dress up, don't you? Hold on. I'll go get it from my closet. No peeking while I'm gone. There it is. See, this almost matches your own hair color. I mean, we can try another color another time, but let's do this one. So first I'm gonna pin up you have a few pieces of hair that's gonna stick out. I'm just gonna take some bobby pins and pin your hair back a little bit before I put this wig on. Hold on. Hold still, I wanna jab you with this pin. I'm gonna pull this thing on now. Yeah, you should probably put it on yourself. It's really hard to put a wig on somebody else. I mean, it is for me. Yeah, you have some straight. Let me tuck this, your natural hair underneath. Okay. Yeah. Oh, very pretty. I mean, let me just fix it a little bit. Okay. Now, hold on. One more thing. Humor me. Let's put on a little nail polish. No, don't worry, it's quick drying. It's like, well, they say it's 60 seconds, so let's see if that's really true. I mean, I've never actually done it in 60 seconds. Usually I do it and I sit there for a while, but let's see. All right, what do you think? Do you want to do this one that's kind of more of a plum, or you want to do this one that's like a deep red, kind of vampy? Yeah, you're feeling the vamp? Yeah, I'm feeling the vamp too. All right, show me your fingers. I know, I feel like was that dishwashing liquid commercial, you know? Can't remember now. I'm just gonna do this real quick, just for effect. You don't have to be perfect. I'm gonna start from my right and go left. Starting with your left pinky finger. Oh, your nails are nice too. You take pretty good care of yourself, don't you? Oh, I like that. Yeah, I'm just gonna do some quick slicks. Okay. and turn your hand a little bit more so I can do the thumb. Yeah, weird angle. Okay, that's one hand. So just here, just shake it a little bit. I'm gonna do the other one. So turn this hand so I can do this thumb right here. Okay, now lay your hand flat. Okay. Perfect. All right. I put all the stuff away. So I know it's all in one place. Just kind of blow in your fingers or shake your hands or something. Okay. Now you can finally go check yourself out. Don't touch anything. Let's go over to the mirror. Voila! What do you think? Yeah? I did a great job, right? Not bad. For an amateur. Oh, thanks. I'm glad you like it. I am pretty proud of myself. And hey, if I manage to make you look this feminine and this hot, doing the actresses won't be a problem at all. I do have to ask you something, hon. I mean, I can't help but notice that situation in your pants. Is that because of me touching you or giving you a nice view down my shirt? Or is there another reason? Oh, come on, you can be honest with me. There's no need to be embarrassed. Whatever you say will stay between us, I promise. You're kind of into feminization? Oh, really? Wow. I really called the right person then. No. I'm not weirded out. I'm a bit surprised, yes, but we all have our little kinks. There's nothing strange about that. So, have you ever tried this before? Ah, you've only fantasized about it. I see. Is there anything else you fantasize about? Want to try? I mean, letting me use you like this and then opening up about your fantasies must have taken a lot of courage. So we might as well try some more things, right? You want to try on a dress? Yeah, of course we can do that. I think I have something that might fit you. Yeah, just a few things and props. Here, hold on. Wait a minute while I pick something out, okay? Okay, look. I have this really cute floral sundress. I mean, it's a little chilly out, but it's warm in here. I think you can maybe try this. I'm sure it's going to look amazing on you. With those straps. Yeah. Those? Well, I figured if you wanted to put on a dress, maybe you'd like to wear some fitted underwear as well. But I don't want to push you or anything. I just brought them as a just-in-case kind of thing. You do? Okay. Do you want some privacy while you get changed? I can leave the room. Sure, I can stay. I'll try not to stare too much. You have a really nice body, you know. Oh, wow. I know I said I wouldn't stare, but that's pretty hard to ignore. Well, I just wonder how that's supposed to fit in my panties. Yep, just as I thought. He's popping out the sides. Oh, no. You pushing on one side, pops out the other side. Well, maybe you can tuck it under the waistband. Yeah, that sort of works. Oh my god. But check yourself out in the mirror. Ah, your ass looks amazing in those. Damn, I think those panties might actually sit better than me. Alright, let's get this bra on you. Do you know how to do this or should I help you? You probably have more practice taking them off someone else than putting one on yourself. Here, just stick your arms through here. I'll close it for you. Okay, and let me adjust the straps a bit so it fits properly. Here, you can stuff these socks in there as well.
See?
Oh, I chose a bra with a lot of padding. So, well, it doesn't give you cleavage or anything. It does look like you have some cute little boobs. Okay, now I'll slip on the dress. I really want to know what you look like in it. I'm sure you're curious as well. My God, that looks so pretty on you. Yes. Well, it's a bit looser, which is good. I think something more form-fitting would have been too tight around your waist. Oh, you look adorable spinning around like that. And that smile on your face, just adorable. Can I ask you, it's a bit of an odd question. Well, promise not to freak out on me, okay? Well, since we're already being open with each other and trying out things, do you think we could, like, make out? Well, I know we're just friends, but seeing you like this and, well, seeing how much it turns you on, it's pretty fucking hot. Oh, well, I'll take that as a yes. I came out of nowhere. Oh, your lips are so soft. Fuck. I would never have imagined our first kiss to be like this. I mean, I never imagined kissing you at all, I'll tell you the truth. We were strictly friends before. No, I'm lying. Yes, I thought about kissing you before. But you never got my hints. Is it okay if I put my hands on you? Fuck. Your ass feels so nice. Oh, firm. Oh, I can feel your hard cock pressing against me inside your dress. Are you sure you're all right with this? Well, it must be a lot for you right now. I just want to be sure. Oh, you want to take this even further? I'll tell you what. Be a good girl and get on my bed now. Yeah, I want you between my legs. I've always wondered what it'd be like to have a girl go down on me. This is the next best thing. Well, what are you waiting for? Pull off my pants. Can you see how wet I am? Oh, my panties are soaked through. Oh my God. Oh, I love that. Oh, I love the way you're rubbing my pussy through that fabric. I'm kissing my thighs. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, you're smearing your lipstick all over my thighs. Oh, please stop teasing me. Just pull them all the way off. Yeah, not just to the knees. Oh, your tongue feels amazing on my clit. Do you like the way I taste? You're so good at this, my God. Who would have known? Oh, look at me. Yeah, I want to look into your eyes, your beautifully made-up eyes, while you eat me out. Yes, bat those eyelashes at me. Oh, yeah, circle your tongue around my clit. Ah, fuck yeah. Just like that. Your eyes are so pretty. You're such a beautiful girl. I'm gonna grab your hair. Well, it's actually your wig, but I'm gonna pretend it's your hair. I want to press you into me. Oh, fuck, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was squeezing you so hard with my thighs. You're just making me feel so good. Oh, no, why'd you stop? Oh my God, I was already getting there. What? You wanna slip your cock inside me? Oh, yeah, I love that. Come here, baby. Come here, hottie. Get on top of me. Oh, I can taste myself on your slutty lips. No. Don't take off the dress yet. Just hike it up. Yes. Just pull your panties to the side. Oh, God. You're rubbing your leaking cock on my pussy. Just teasing my lips. Oh, just barely parting them. You really love being a tease, don't you? Feel your pre-cum mixing with my pussy juice. Don't make me wait. Yes, be a good girl and fuck me now. Come on. I need you inside me. Come on. Oh, yes. Oh my God, I'm slipping in. I'll go slow, go slow. Oh my God, you're really fucking big. Oh, Jesus. Oh, maybe just like that. It's so good. Keep rubbing my clit with your thumb, stretching me with your swollen girly cock. Oh, just slowly start fucking me now. Yes. Oh yes, I like that. Long, slow strokes. Oh yes. Oh, I feel you deep inside me. Yeah, just piston in and out. Like go slow though. Like a slow piston. Just gradually speed up. Oh my God. Yeah, keep fucking me like this. Oh, let me grab your little titties while you fuck me. Oh, I know they're not real, but oh, I still want to touch them. They're so squishy. Oh, moan for me. Yes, moan for me. I want to hear your sexy girly moans. Oh, it sounds so hot. Oh my God, you look absolutely amazing like this. Yes. Oh, your pretty face. Yeah, your dramatic eyes. Oh, that dress hugging your curves. And that lace wrapped around your hard cock. Oh my God. Oh, you thought me harder. Yes. You pump faster. I wanna come on your cock. Yes, I wanna come on your girly cock. Yes, pump those hips. I'm getting close. Oh, I keep coming. Keep going. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Yes, keep running my clit. Yes. Yes. Oh, it's so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, my best girl's fucking me. This is awesome. Oh, oh God. Oh, God, I'm gonna clench. Oh, clenching your cock. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, keep pumping. I love that. I love feeling the cock pump inside me right after I just came. I love it. Yeah, it's so sensitive. Oh, my God. Oh, so. So wet, so hard. Oh, yes. Oh, fucking hell, that was so intense. My God, who would have known you'd be so good at this? Wait, what? You didn't come yet? Oh, we'll have to do something about that. How do you want to finish, baby? Yeah, you have your choice. Actually, you know, I have to say, we were talking about kinks. Well, one of my kinks. I can't believe I'm telling you this, but here we are. One of my kinks is getting cum on my chest. I love that. Yes, and I think watching you with that dress on. Your cock slipping out of my panties and shooting your cum all over my chest. That's gonna be hot. Yes. What do you think? Yeah, I'm gonna let me lie down. me lie down. Yeah, you just straddle me. I'm gonna hand job you. I'm gonna milk you. I'm gonna milk you, beautiful cock. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Hold your skirt around your waist. Yes. Oh, yeah. Rub your cock tip all over my chest. Oh, I can smell my pussy on your cock. Oh. Oh shit, put your cock in my mouth for a second. I want to get it all nice and wet. I want to get some slobber on it. I think that's wet enough. Oh my goodness. Ah, so good. Actually, you know what? I'm going to reach down here and cover my pussy just too. Oh yeah, my hand's all slick now. Nice. John, baby. Oh, yes. You like that? Oh, look at this cock. Look at these balls. Oh, wonderful. Oh, I love this. I love you looking down at me. Your eyes are half closed and I can see your beautiful lashes. Amazing. Oh, yes, baby. Yes, I'm going to speed up a little bit. I know this might be a little bit quick, but we'll have more time another time. Oh, you just made me come so good. I want to make you feel good. Yes. Oh, you must have such a big load for me. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I want you to spurt all over my chest. Here, let me unhook my bra. Yes. Luckily, yes. Luckily, it opens in the front. That's handy. Oh, yes. Oh, I want you to just blast in my chest with your hot cum. Come on. Come on. Yes. I'm going to reach back. Grab your ass with my free hand. Your ass and your balls. You like that? Oh, yes. You like my fingertips sneaking between your ass cheeks, baby? You like that? Oh, yes. Come on. Come all over me. Yes, mark me. Oh, yes. Oh, I love grabbing your ass with those soft, lazy panties. Yes, you like the way I'm stroking you, milking you, yeah. Oh, come on. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Your whimpers are driving me absolutely crazy. I love hearing how good you feel. Oh, shit. Oh, God, your cock just got even harder. Your balls are drying up. Are you getting close? Yes, yes. Oh, come for me like a good girl. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, give me a hot, delicious. Yes, come. Oh, please. Oh, yes. Ah. Oh, my God, I need every last drop. Oh, yes. Oh, maybe here comes a lot. Yes, come. Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it, baby. Oh. Oh, your cum is so warm in my chest. I love it. Oh, Lord, that is such a huge load. Oh, that's like dripping to the sides. Oh, my God, down on the bed. Oh, let me wipe it up. So good. Oh, that's tasty. Oh, my goodness. Oh, here. Yeah, I don't want to do extra laundry. It's easier for me to just clean it up. Here, come here. Come here. Give me a cum kiss. Yeah. Was amazing. Oh, and completely unexpected. Oh my God. I don't really know what to say. Oh, I definitely didn't expect that to happen today. Or, like, ever. I'm sure it was quite the experience, baby. How do you feel? Was everything okay for you? Oh my God, it must have been pretty wild. Oh God, I don't even know what I was saying. I hope it was okay. I think I might have called you a girl, did I? Oh, okay, of course. Oh, yes, I promise we'll stay between us. Who am I gonna tell? Anyway, don't worry. You'll only be my good girl when you want to be. Yes. Any other time? You're still my guy friend. Just as before. Nothing between us will change. Oh, yes. The ultimate friends with benefits. Well, I mean, unless you want things to change. But you know what? I have to think about that now. We can figure that out once we've cleared our heads. For now, I just want to lay here with you a little bit longer, baby. Kiss me. So, do you maybe want to come over again tomorrow? Maybe after the play? Or maybe practicing once more before the play? Why wouldn't hurt? Maybe trying some other outfits? Maybe you can try out some other things as well. Oh, the clothes you're wearing? Well, if you want something to play with at home or just, you know, to remember me by, you can take them with you. Or maybe we can go shopping together. I'll pick up some things just for you. Yeah. Maybe even some nice lingerie. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's all up to you. Just know I'll support you in any way I can.